This is the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. It gets kind of hectic in here at times. So anyway, it was actually Tuesday, we had the preschool from St. Catherine Preschool, and they did the prayer, and it was just adorable. And so we couldn't get connected with the Pinecrest, who was going to do the prayer this morning for this hour, but we've got that, so I'll play that. But I just want to, excuse me, just kind of get to know everybody who's in the room at the moment. So let's do that. So we've got Allison. How do you pronounce your last name, Allison?
DeLuel.
Okay. And then Steve Balms here. They were here last hour. But now we're joined by Mark and Natalie Ubelacker. And how you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Awesome. Awesome. So we'll get to know you in just a little bit here. But let's go ahead and get the prayer going.
In the name of the
I think that's probably the fifth time I've played that on this pledge drive, but I just love it because there's something so innocent and genuine about that. I don't know what it is, but it's just, it's beautiful, I think, you know, mm-hmm. So that's my favorite prayer that's been done. We've had some very beautiful prayers, but there's something special about that one. So anyway, Allison, we've got the Ubelackers in here.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah. And this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive. I'll just get that out real quick. And it's the third day of our of the pledge drive. And, you know, that's the, you know, Christ rose on the third day, and, you know, the Trinity, three. So three is the magic number. So think about that. You know, maybe a $300 a month gift, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, just a $300 gift, or, you know, $30. What, you know, think about that. Pray on that, the power of three. So Allison, go ahead.
Absolutely. I am thrilled to be here with our guests, Mark and Natalie. I got to meet with them last week, and it was wonderful. A very holy couple. And they're here. They're going to be talking to us about praying as a couple. So, Natalie, did you want to start off?
Yes, I'll do that. And I want to say thank you also for having us today.
And can I have you to get just a little closer? Yeah, thanks.
And thank you to The Quest and all of the good works that you're doing. We are just delighted to be here and be a part of this pledge drive and share how we began praying as a couple. And it started about 15 years ago when all three of our children were ages 5 and under. And I decided to do a Bible study with a neighborhood friend. And it was the type of study that required 5 days of reading, reflecting, answering questions. And I remember thinking to myself, how on earth am I going to find an extra 30 or 40 minutes in my day to spend this time doing this study? But I trusted, and I thought, okay, we're going to do this. And I was at the study one day, and a mentor mom suggested to me, she said, try praying that the Lord will give you the desire to rise early and spend time in His Word each day. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that sounds really good. So I started praying this prayer, and without even setting an alarm, one day I woke at 5:15, the next at 5:25, then it became 5:30, and I thought, okay, I prayed this prayer, and God, you've answered this prayer, and now it's up to me to get up and to do this. So I would go downstairs each morning, and I would spend time. And if any of you listeners like to get up early, you will understand that those peaceful moments or hours of the wee morning time is just, it's like no other. I mean, you really can't duplicate that at any other time.
Precious.
During your day. And so I would do my time, and soon after that, Mark started following me, or before that, I would think to myself, gosh, I really wish he were here. I'd love to share this with him, or I wonder how he would answer this question. So when he would start shuffling around in the kitchen, I would say, hey, honey, come in here. I want you to sit down and listen to this with me, or let's talk about it. And I'll turn it over to him, because that's kind of how it really began.
Can I, before you say something, Mark, I just want to say, as you were telling that, you've got this smile on your face, Mark, that is like, as she was telling that, I don't know what the, we're going to find out at this moment what's behind that smile, well, but go ahead.
It's, I guess, our sharing 15 years of something that's so special to us. We start, I should say every day, we do a pretty good job, but every day we start our day together. So I guess I'm just smiling because it's just been such a special part of our marriage, having three children. I'm a cradle Catholic, went to Catholic school my whole life. My parents are actually here at the studio with us today. And, they went to Catholic school their whole life. So the benefit of marrying a convert is our prayer life has really changed. And, we can close our eyes and just speak from our heart. It was funny when Carol called and asked if we would share how we pray together as a couple. She said, Mark, I just think it's great that, you guys probably do a rosary together in the morning, or Divine Mercy Chaplet or Lectio Divino. And I said, no. I said, that all is probably great. But I said, it's not that complicated. I said, we start with a devotional. We have several. I've got my stack here. We're kind of devotional junkies, but just to have something to get the conversation started. I don't think it's an accident that in our old house and in our new house, the office that we always meet in has three chairs. Mm-hmm. And we always say that God is with us there every morning. Amen. Even if we miss a day, it's not because he wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It's because we didn't show up. And when we were married, the priest at St. Andrew's at the time, in his homily, said that a marriage is not a braid of two, but a braid of three. And we've always our couple prayer time together. We never lose the fact that that's who's there with us. And between devotionals, videos that we watch, 2-3 minute videos that you can sign up, Dynamic Catholic, Real Life Catholic, Augustine Institute. It makes it so easy. An email will come to you in the morning, and you'll have a 2 or 3 minute something that we'll talk about the gospel readings for the day. And then we just, it frames our day with Christ and his will. And then we just go from there.
I like the way, I've heard a lot of stories over the last 3 days about prayer and everything. And it struck me when Carol's asking you, well, what do you do? The rosary, divine, whatever. And you're like, no, it's not really all that. But everybody's prayer life is different,
right?
As different as we all are. In our DNA, all our prayer life is different. And I said this earlier a couple days ago, but in college we had a saying that said, "All pizza is good. It's just some is better than others." And I think I can change that to all prayer is good. It's just some is better than others, So it's just important to do it. I want to just mention that this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And if you have been praying about it, we would love for you to call in and make a donation or a pledge at 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com or do it on the app. The Quest Atlanta app, and we've been giving these things away. It's like these restaurants and businesses are so generous with their. They're like, oh, you're doing a play here. Here's a gift certificate. So we've got some from Thai Emerald Salt, Ippolito's, El Torero in Roswell, Marlowe's in Roswell, or Charlie's in Marietta, Euro Village, Eggs Up Grill. I don't know. Some of those might be gone by now, but if you just, when you call in or even when you put it on the, go online, just put it in a little box, hey, I'd like a gift certificate, and we'll set you up with something. I think we still have a few left, so you still have time to do that. And, And I also wanted to mention this. There's like so much going on here. And we're going to get back to your story in just a second here. But so our goal again this hour, $6,300, which is quite a bit. But from our guests here, Mark and Natalie, you made a very generous offer of $2,500 in matching money. Mm-hmm. So basically, thanks to you, if somebody, you know, calls up and you know, they donate $1,000, well, it's all of a sudden a $2,000 donation. You know, a $10 donation is $20 now. So whatever amount it is, it's going to be matched by Mark and Natalie, and we really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Call in. Make those pledges.
Mm-hmm. And while we're stopped down here, just for a second, I'll just mention, I want to thank some of the people, Joanna from Marietta. We got Margaret. We've got Joan from Lilburn. We've got Robert from Canton. Alex and Sue in honor of Natalie and Mark. And
thank you.
Alex and Sue says amazing role models for couples praying together.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. The
Christ of King Knights of Columbus. Thank you very much. And also Kathy, in honor of Natalie and Mark.
Awesome.
So you two are loved, obviously.
Thank you.
So anyway, he teed it up for you to say something, Natalie, I think. And I've forgotten what it was now at this point. But
well, I think the most important thing for all of our listeners to remember is exactly what you said, is there is no right or wrong way to do this. And the end goal is to become closer with your spouse and to ultimately become closer with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as I was mentioning before, just doing that Bible study, I mean, I found myself just in a place where I'd never been before, where I had opened my heart. And I felt like my heart was on fire for the Lord, and I really wanted to share that. And I, all of my friends who are my prayer warriors or just people that I hang out with, I mean, they know that that's the way I feel. I mean, there's just so many ways to really open yourself up, and it doesn't have to be complicated. That we will definitely agree that our prayer time is more conversational than anything. We use one little tool, whether it be one of the books Mark's mentioned, the Living Faith, Catholic Daily Catholic Devotion. Right now we're doing the Little Black Book for Lent, and we use that as a jumping off point. And from there, it just evolves into whatever is on our heart, whatever, wherever the Holy Spirit takes us, which is what we like to say here. And it's been a huge blessing in our marriage.
Yeah, I was listening to the show yesterday, and one of your guests was talking about fighting for time, quiet time, mm-hmm. and prayer time. And that's just one of the blessings of our meeting and prayer each morning, is it's also giving us that couple time that is so hard to get. And we'll admit, you know, some days when we're in a rush, it's 5 minutes together, but sometimes it's 30 or more. And as Natalie said, it evolves into just us growing closer together, you know, conversations about the kids or, you know, goals we have. One of the emails we're getting today from Matthew Kelly, there's kind of a challenge each day, a generosity habit and a challenging teaching from the Bible. And at the end, he says, here's what I challenge you to do today. So I kind of think of it like reconciliation, you know, confessing to God directly without the priest versus having someone there that you're verbalizing it, and there's some accountability there. When Natalie and I hear these things together and have goals together, we're each held a little bit more accountable, that we don't want to let God down, but we also don't want to let each other down. And when you pray aloud, and this is what I was not comfortable with, so any dads or husbands, because I've mentioned this before to friends, and I definitely get some weird looks that... I pray, I do adoration, I do all these things, but praying with my wife, you know, that is not in a lot of people's comfort zone. I look at it as starting my day with two of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And when your spouse prays aloud for you about the meeting you have coming up, that I'm praying over you, I mean, it just builds you up so much that you don't want to let them down. You know, mm-hmm. we should be doing it for ourselves and for God, but you also don't want to let your spouse down. And just all the ups and downs of our typical days are the lows are not near as low when you know you have your spouse and God on your side and you've started your day with them. So I would just say, correct, it's different for everyone. Others might like to do this at midnight and do it in the evening. Mm-hmm. But the blessings are just tremendous. And I think our marriage just keeps getting better and better every day and every year, just based on how we start the day.
It's beautiful.
You know, you were talking about how, we'll get to you in just a second here, but we were talking, you were just talking about how, you know, it's awkward to pray out loud and in front of your spouse and everything. And Father Eric, he's at Transfiguration now, but he was our pastor at Prince of Peace in Flowery Branch. And I remember him saying in a homily one time, he said, you know, couples have a hard time praying together like that. And he said, but you're doing like so many like other intimate things that, you know,
correct.
How could you have a hard time praying together? I mean, come on.
Right.
You know, so really, if you think about it that way, Steve, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, as a, you know, as a husband, I have an awesome wife, Priscilla, mm-hmm. who's prayed around with me a lot. She usually needs her quiet time in the morning, but we kind of created a war room in our closet, right, after that movie and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's just incredible. But there's a lot of times where we will have those moments and in the morning time, and it's so powerful to set the stage for the day. But I have found, so I got to ask you, Mark, I think I'm sitting here for a reason. I was telling Allison, I was like, I need to listen to them.
Right.
And I think my wife's probably saying the same thing here. She's listening too. But we've been doing the St. Joseph consecration, which is really powerful. We're doing it at nighttime. And so a lot of times our mornings are absolutely insane. So it's like, I was going to ask you, did this just kind of go into place with the morning, or did you guys try different things before and all of a sudden this just, you know, God just, you know, blessed you guys with the ability? Because I can't do the morning thing very well. Right. So how do I do this, man? How do I stay disciplined and do this, Mark? Give me.
I think we agree that we are personally are morning people, because
okay.
we both
that helps.
We tend to kind of relax and just shut our minds down at the end of the day. So, and if you leave it to just chance throughout the day, it's probably not going to happen. So
now, yes. As our children have gotten older, it's a little bit easier. You know, I think we've all mentioned that there's been some blessings and silver linings through the pandemic. And one was, for 25 years, I went away to an office every day, 5 days a week, mm-hmm. was gone most of the day. Now for the last 2 years, I work at home in the office, which is also our chapel.
Nice.
Nice.
So there's many more options. If we miss because we're in a rush to get to a radio show or something like that, mm-hmm. we could do it after lunch. So in answer to your question, Steve, yeah, I guess you might have to just experiment and see what works best for you. It's always been the morning for us. I had another thought as you were talking, you know, with three kids too, I think with children, we never know how what we do as parents is going to benefit them in the long run. But they see us do this almost every day. They know it's a part of our life, and they have to walk by the office and see us in there every day. So I just know that this is going to have a benefit to them in their future marriage. Something Natalie started doing is praying over our children's future spouses. You know, I mean, Natalie comes up with some amazing things. I do think she will be canonized one day.
Gosh.
But when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's just amazing. Absolutely. Who would have ever thought to start praying for your children's future spouses? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's difficult today to yes. find the right one.
Mm-hmm. I'll just jump in here real quick, because I just want to say that we have a show here done, and you can only hear it on the Quest, either on the radio or on the website. On the app, but it's called The Family Room. It's on Wednesday mornings at 11. And Mari Cleveland, she's one of the hosts, and she was talking about that on the show one time, about how her daughter is now, I think, a freshman in college, mm-hmm. and she's got a new boyfriend, and the boyfriend is like what any mom would want her daughter, like the guy that, you know, you want your daughter to date, you know. And she said that she would pray for the. I think she's got a son and a daughter, mm-hmm. but she would pray for the future spouse you know, even when they were just real little, you know, from the time they were like toddlers, you know, she would pray for that person. And from the looks of, well, I'm not saying they're getting married or they're just dating, but, you know, from the looks of it, it looks like that prayer worked.
You know? Agreed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to have to take a break here in just a little bit. But I just want to remind everybody, this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And we would appreciate your support. Anything you can do to help us out, to help this mission continue. It really is. Catholic radio in Atlanta is definitely needed, and there is a need for this radio station to be here. So please call in 470-508-1160, log on thequestatlanta.com, or download the Quest Atlanta app. And our guests today, Mark and Natalie Ubelacker, have offered $2,500 in matching money. So your donation will be doubled up until 1 o'clock today. So make sure that you get that in real quick. And we'll be back in just a little bit. Anything we want to say before we go to break? We good?
Call in.
Yeah, that's I couldn't
Phones
sum
are
it
waiting.
Up. I couldn't sum it up any better.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our spring pledge drive, where the theme is the power of prayer. Keep listening for more stories of inspiration and hope through the power of prayer. After hearing these stories, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
That's the power of prayer.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerSprite.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
There have been scared or hurting moms and dads who had an appointment for an abortion, but changed their minds at the last minute. Their minds were changed because of 40 Days for Life, a peaceful legal prayer vigil that reminds couples of the hope they can find in God's love. You can sign up for one or more hours at the next vigil, March 2nd through April 10th, at 40daysforlife.com/Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin from St. Luke's in Dahlonega, Georgia. I'm also part of Life Teen Hidden Lake in Dahlonega. You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, WCFO East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or find us online at www.thequestatlanta.com any time of day. Embrace your journey. Join The Quest.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I was at Mass a while back, and my child was about 3 years old, and I was trying really hard to keep them in the pew and quiet. You know how it is, ladies, right? When you're wrestling with little kids. Well, he was about to lose it, and he's like, I know, and he starts getting restless, and he starts, of course, it's a moment of, like, consecration, and he starts yelling, I know it's Jesus! So my husband picks him up, Matt's running down the aisle, and my three-year-old is yelling, it's really Jesus's body and blood! Out the door. I was mortified. I go to apologize to the priest after, and pray. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Father. Please forgive me. And he's like, no, are you kidding? You're a little guy. I need to apologize to you. That was the Holy Spirit. I've been praying, Lord, how can I teach my parishioners to know that it's truly you present in the Eucharist? So you may think that you're dealing with just a crazy wild toddler, but it could be the Holy Spirit working in and through him.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
My name is Father Waldemar Patricia. I am pastor at Mother of God Church in Conyers, Georgia, and here is a prayer for Ukraine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord, God of powers, and God of our salvation, look down with mercy and compassion on your humble servants, and out of love for mankind, have mercy on us and on the land of Ukraine. We, who are sinful and unworthy, pray unto you in repentance and with tears. Help us, O God, our Savior, and deliver the land of Ukraine. For you are the health and victory and salvation of them that put their hope in you, and unto you do we send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for your support and thinking about us. Please continue just to pray. God bless you.
The Vatican Exposition of Sacred Relics includes relics of the saints Joseph, John the Baptist, and Mary Magdalene, pieces of the wood of the True Cross, and over 100 more. It's one night, March 31st, at All Saints Parish, Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com.
Let us offer a prayer of thanksgiving for Monsignor Peter Rao, a priest serving in the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Eternal God, we thank you for the blessings of Monsignor Rao, who represents you on this earth. Make him more greatly aware of the grace that you pour out through him as he ministers the sacraments, and help him to fall more deeply in love with you after each and every Mass that is celebrated. Please strengthen him so that he may lovingly and courageously shepherd your flock. May we support Monsignor Rao in the Archdiocese of Atlanta by offering him kind words, deeds, and assistance. We thank you, God, for the gift of Monsignor Peter Rao. Allow him to remain an example of your truth and a guide to all those he is entrusted to serve. We ask these things of you, our Lord, our eternal priest. Amen.
The Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160, on our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to The Power of Prayer on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
That's the power of prayer. That's the power of prayer.
That is the power of prayer here on AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, and we are in day three of our three-day pledge drive. Three is a holy number. It's a number of the Trinity. Christ's resurrection happened on the third day. And I think there's probably somebody out there who's been listening that maybe is praying about the number three, and maybe... maybe you're being called to make a donation. If that is the case, 470-508-1160, or you can log on to thequestatlanta.com. So anyway, yeah, we're talking about, we're here with Allison and Steve, and then Mark and Natalie Ubelacher, talking about praying together as a couple. And I know we had some conversations going on here during the break that would have almost, I think some of it would have been nice to have the mics open when we were talking about it. But so anyway, where were we? I mean, who wants to pick up here?
Well, I'll start. Mm-hmm. You know, during the break, we were talking about some of the additional benefits of us meeting together in the morning in prayer. One, we're growing in our faith. A lot of the things we read and listen to, we're learning things about our faith that we didn't even know. You know, Tim Gray always starts doing an Old Testament reading and then the New Testament, and how they always correlate. And I'll turn around and look at Natalie and go, did you know that? And she says, I didn't know that. So we're learning and growing in our faith. And we were talking about during the break, you know, just intentional giving, which is very appropriate during the Quest pledge drive here, is just really having goals for our giving to organizations and people that mean the most to us. And the Quest Atlanta is certainly one of those, and having goals. Otherwise, at the end of the year, you might say, I don't know, how did we do in our, you know, charity and donations, and, you know, maybe not so good, where we had read a book by Alan Hunt, and he just talked about writing it down and having a goal for the year. And it's totally changed our lives. And, you know, we probably wouldn't be sitting here if, you know, we had not made it a point to make the Quest Atlanta a priority in our lives to support.
I want to add one thing that I think this was off air when we were talking about it, but I was asking the question, just trying to pick Mark's brain as a husband. And, you know, I have awesome six wonderful kids. A lot of them are listening. Some of them are in school. Eli, if you're listening at BT, you need to get off your phone and do schoolwork. But, but no, you were saying that your chapel is also where you work, but then your kids are actually seeing you. How powerful is that as a witness, mm-hmm. as they enter into adulthood and find their spouses? And I think you were also saying that Natalie was praying for the future spouse. I think we were talking about that. So my wife and I have done that as well. So can you elaborate on that? Just like some of the things you've noticed that the kids are, I mean, just to see parents, and when the kids know that parents are loving each other, like my wife and I try to go on dates, you know, at least once a month. I should do more than that, but
once a month, you know, is
sometimes,
good, though.
Sometimes the kids obviously are like, oh, you're going, but then it's so powerful though. They realize it now and they recognize that mommy and daddy need to stay strong so that we can continue loving. So can you add?
Sure. I'll ask Natalie the question because I already know the answer. But early on, we were told that there is a ranking and priorities. And I think you need to tell your kids right away what mm-hmm. that order is.
Well, the order would be to make God first mm-hmm. in all things, to then your spouse being second, then your children and your immediate family, and then everyone else falls in the category below that. And one thing we would see sometimes as our kids were growing is that wives get so involved with taking care of the children that sometimes their position would tend to bump dad down to the third position or the third place, and that's really not the way it should be. And so we vowed to make each other first in all things, and we do that, and we tell our kids. I mean, we'll say, nope, this is mom and dad's time, and they respect that. But what you were alluding to is that, yes, our children have learned to pray out loud and be comfortable with that. They often share with us that I prayed for you today because they know what's going on in our lives. And we do the same for them. Like I'm always telling them, I'm praying for you during your test today, or I'm praying that you will try to pray specifically. And that's been something we've hoped to instill in them is that, you know, yes, it's wonderful to use the tools of the church, pray the rosary, but it's also great just to put it into real words and say, you know, Lord, I pray that he will remember all that he studied. I pray that his thoughts will be clear and his words will be concise and he'll be able to write what he's thinking or whatever. So learning, I guess, just to pray specifically over, like Mark said, over your spouse or over your child or whatever the situation is. And I often ask people to give me something specific to pray for mm-hmm. so that it's not just, oh, well, I pray for Dave mm-hmm. or I pray for Steve. Well, no, I want to pray that, you know, things get better in this area of your life, or that we oftentimes meet people on intersections, as we all do. And the one thing we started doing was asking the person what their name is and saying, how can I pray for you specifically, instead of just mm-hmm. handing $5 or whatever out the window.
You mean those people that, like, when you stop at the red
correct.
Light?
Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. And you would be amazed when you actually take a couple of moments to ask them who they are and how can I pray for you specifically. Mm-hmm. They're just overwhelmed with, like, gratitude yeah. because no one really actually mm-hmm. wants to talk to them. They want to yes. just hand mm-hmm. you the money and pass on by.
Or not hand you the money.
Yeah, totally, mm-hmm. completely yeah, ignore
their demeanor changes so much. And I mean, I just started doing this recently because, you know, Natalie models behavior a lot that I want to emulate. And someone could come up and, you know, need something. And there's just, you know, there's a look. And then if you just say, what is your name? Their whole face changes. Mm-hmm. And then if you take the next step and say, is there anything specific I can pray for? I mean, all of a sudden, like a hard outside just breaks down, you know. And even if you just said, "I'm going to pray," you know, that might even be better than the money you might give them. And our kids also see this, and they started doing, because they'll pray for strangers at dinner, and we'll say, "Well, who's Jim?" well, Jim was, you know, at the Target or the Chick-fil-A or whatever. So
that's what we had somebody yesterday, and I forgot who it was now, but they were saying, you know, just. She's at Publix and she just says to the cashier, she sees her name tag and says, you know, Judy, what I want to pray for you. What do you want me to pray mm-hmm. for? And right. it just changes their whole day.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to throw in one other thing, too, because we were kind of talking about getting started with the couple's prayer and everything. And I forget where I heard this, but they suggested that like just starting out, go set the timer on the microwave for 5 minutes and just sit and hold hands in silence. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Just do that. See, you know, and take right. it from there.
Be comfortable in their presence.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I definitely think just like you said, just starting and just believe that God will take it the rest of the way. Because he always does. I mean, we never end up saying, you know, okay, we're done. It's always, well, you know, okay, it's this time we've got to move on. We can always sit there longer, talking, learning, you know, praying for each other. It's, yeah.
Well, I think one thing we really wanted to emphasize to our listeners is that there are so many resources available to you so that if you maybe some are uncomfortable, though, just sitting there in silence. But if you will find like right now, Matthew Kelly's doing his best Lent ever. He's with Dynamic Catholic and he has two different series going where it's a video. You sign up on his website and it's a video that comes to your inbox every morning, 5 a.m. It's 4 minutes. And that becomes the place where you start. You sit together. There's nothing uncomfortable about it. You're watching someone else do the talking. And they are sharing with you a message that we all need to hear, but that then gives us a place to continue our conversation. And we use Tim Gray throughout the year. And again, I laugh to myself right now because all of my friends, I mean, each time we're together, I'm like, did you listen to Tim Gray today? Like, have you heard what he said? Or it's just, I always encourage people to listen to it because it's just, it's amazing. I mean, they say it a whole lot better than we can. And it always brings, like Mark said, we hear a gospel reading or we hear an Old Testament, a New Testament. And so three things we wanted to highlight were Tim Gray of the Augustine Institute. Again, a 4 minute video that comes to your inbox each day that becomes the place where you start. And it's very comfortable. And then you can just say, okay, we're done. We pray and we're finished. Or we just keep talking and talking and it leads from one thing to the other. So Matthew Kelly, Dynamic Catholic, and then also Chris Stefanik Chris Stefanik of Real Life Catholic. Mm-hmm. But all of them have little 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes that you can watch that then just...
One of the challenges Matthew Kelly had right in the beginning of Lent was to send out appreciation for someone. Is that what it was? And Natalie just, as soon as we were done, sent, I think, 15 texts. And she said right away, you know, she got, Natalie, you don't know how much that meant to me. Something's going on right now. And I just needed to hear that. So, you know, once again, God's working and speaking to us through whatever devotion, whatever video that we're watching.
This is the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And I want to take just a minute to thank some of these people. We've got some serious generosity here. So let's see. We've got Margaret. Before I get to all these, I've got to say that Natalie and Mark, you're rock stars. you've got a lot of fans here. You got some groupies here.
God is good.
Yes, absolutely. But they're all commenting. So Margaret from Coconut Creek, Florida.
That's my sister.
In honor,
she better think I'm a rock star.
Yeah,
does now.
She says in honor of Natalie and Mark, absolutely. And then Carlos in Atlanta in honor of Natalie and Mark. We've got Dennis in Ponte Vedra Beach.
Very nice.
Florida.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, in honor of Natalie and Mark. We've got Tom. Says a shout out to Natalie and Mark. He's from Dunwoody. Deacon Starr. Tell the Ubalackers they look good on the radio.
Yes,
Stan.
They do.
Deacon Stan. Deacon Stan.
Oh, okay, Stan. It says Star here, the little typo, but yeah, close enough. Huh? Then we've got Nora from Atlanta, Donald from Canton. We've got Carol from Woodstock and Katie from Atlanta and Linda from Big Canoe, Georgia.
Hey.
Oh, very nice.
I've lived
Thank
here
you.
20 years and I've never heard of Big Canoe.
Big Canoe's great.
Just an hour north?
Yeah.
Is
awesome.
It really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Robert in Atlanta. We've got Kevin and Maureen in Dunwoody. So... thank you, everybody.
Wonderful.
Honestly,
thank you.
And we've got a $6,300 goal for this hour that we've got less than 15 minutes to meet, and we also have less than 15 minutes for this $2,500 match that our guests Mark and Natalie have put up for us. So, you know, it's going to basically double whatever you donate. Then that donation is a double donation because they're going to match whatever it is dollar for dollar to make it worth. Well, it's all worthwhile, but, you know, to really strengthen it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, Allison, did you have something to say?
Yeah. What I love hearing is, you know, when you say the prayer immediately or you're asking somebody, there are so many times in my life, and I'm sure other people, where instead of waiting, okay, I'll pray for you later, you know, doing it now, or you are sending those text messages, you know, because sometimes we get busy in life, things start going faster. But I love how you just did it immediately. And the blessings do flow. Those people were probably praying that, golly, does anybody care? You know, does anybody see what I'm worth? I mean, and it's amazing to see immediately how that happens. And it's great too, whenever you see somebody that needs food. I mean, I do this with my kids, and they catch them too. You know, we'll go up and we'll bring them food, you know, and just us going and giving it to them and acknowledging them. You know, they're a child of God. They are. They're blown away. And we're like, God bless you. We love you. You know,
correct.
So we are all one body in Christ. We all are, you know, and once we understand that, I mean, lives will be transformed, you know, one life at a time.
Well, it's all about being the hands and feet of
absolutely.
Christ.
Absolutely.
And one way to help your kids be generous in that area, because most people don't carry a lot of cash around, but we will buy a gift card from Chick-fil-A or Subway or somewhere so that they can hand that to the person. Mm-hmm. And you feel good about it.
Absolutely.
You do. You know that you're making a difference.
Absolutely.
I've done that before, too, like where I used to work in Buckhead. And there, you might see a homeless person on the street or something, you know, covered up with cardboard or whatever. And I'd be on my way to Subway. And it's like, you know what? Give me two of those. Mm-hmm. And then you just get one to go and hand it to that person. You know, it doesn't take, it's nothing. And I mean, I don't care how much money you're making. If you're eating at Subway, chances are
absolutely.
You can afford one more sandwich.
Absolutely.
It's not going to kill you.
Absolutely.
So this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160. The Quest. And I'm Dave Savage, and we are here with Allison and Steve. Allison, I've been avoiding your last name.
Dalul.
Okay, thank you.
You're not afraid.
and Steve Balms, we thank you for being here, and also Mark and Natalie Ubelacher for coming in. And I was kind of saving this until the end of the hour, but I've got to mention this. This is just, I can't sit on this any longer. we had a donation come in, so basically the matching money is used up that the Ubelackers generously gave, but we were talking about the power of three. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's the third day of the pledge drive, the, you know, the resurrection on the third day, the, you know, the Trinity, all those, the power of three. We had a $3,333 donation come in. Mm-hmm. From Canton. I don't know if we want to mention the person's name or not, but it was very generous.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And that is awesome.
It really is. It really is. And also, I want to mention this one. And I've had this cowbell sitting here all 3 days, and I haven't even pulled it out yet because I didn't see a reason. But I think we have a reason now. Not only the $3,333 donation that just came in, we also got an anonymous donation in honor of Steve and Allison of $5,000.
Praise God. Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous.
Thank you.
Holy cow.
And that,
I was not expecting any of that.
Thank you.
That is crazy.
That
puts our total up at $11,800.
Mark and Natalie, total rock
Praise
stars.
God.
Yeah, totally blew out the $6,300 goal. And that's great. And, it, you know, but just because these generous people and we're over our goal for this hour, that doesn't mean that we don't need more.
Yeah, please keep it coming.
Yeah, we've got a $200,000 goal for all 3 days here. And I don't know the exact totals, but we are short. Okay, so we definitely are. So in order to keep the quest going, in order to keep this mission going, we do need your help at 470-508-1160 or log on to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app on your phone.
Yeah, so I don't know how many of you all went to Daily Mass today, but, you know, I was praying about today, because I always enjoy coming. I did see Steve, praise God. And it was beautiful because, you know, the power of prayer, the Old Testament really touched me, and I just kind of want to read a little bit of it. It's from the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 through 10. Thus says the Lord, "Cursed is the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a barren bush in the desert that enjoys no change of season, but stands in a lava waste, a salt and empty earth. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It fears not the heat when it comes, its leaves stay green." And, you know, it just reminds me of our lives today, some of us, you know, just the trials that we have. Guys, when we are focused on prayer, whether it's Bible studies or devotions with our spouse, whether it's rosary in the evenings, you know, with our previous guest on Facebook. Mm-hmm. When we pray, that's how we stay grounded. I mean, if we don't have a prayer life, guys, guess what happens? Our roots dry up. And when I was walking the Lydia Thompson Trail a couple years ago, there was a huge storm. I'm walking by and I see a tree tipped over, and it was kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And you see the roots out from under the ground. And over time, as I kept walking the trail, it was dying. And it just hit me. I'm like, seriously, if we are not grounded, if we're not feeding ourselves, if we are not focusing on our spiritual growth and our relationship with the Lord, I mean, truly, we will wither. We will wither. So power of prayer. It's all about prayer. Whatever type of prayer you like doing, mm-hmm. you know, focus on the Lord, you know, ask Mother Mary and all the saints for their intercession. I mean, prayer is key to a happy, peaceful, and, you know, and stable life, truly. I don't know how mm-hmm. people make it without prayer.
Amen. Yeah.
And silent prayer is important, too.
Absolutely.
To just sit and be present and just listen.
Absolutely. Fill us.
That's something I've, since my boys were, you know, toddlers, and it was one of the things that we'd always, you know, we'd say the Our Father and everything, and but then, you know, sit in silence and let's listen. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to what God is telling us. Because mm-hmm. that's the only way you're going to hear it.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Amen.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we've got just a few more minutes left in this hour, and we still, well, look, Kathy and Chris from Alpharetta, in honor of the rock stars, Natalie and Mark. And also Lisa from Woodstock says she loves the quest.
Yay.
So,
thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. The donations are still coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Keep them coming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah, we got a few more minutes left. Do we have anything that hasn't been said that we need to say at this point? Or
I was going to add one thing, because it's something Natalie and I enjoy, and she certainly does, just as far as making your prayer life together. Because really, as a couple, we've started listening to more Christian music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Natalie's favorite is Toby Mac. She'll work out to him. The family knows it. I mean, Alexa, play Toby Mac, and that becomes morning music. But if you listen to the words, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a prayer.
It is.
And that, you know, if you're just trying to mix it up, we went to a wedding this past weekend, young couple, very sweet, and they invited everyone out onto the dance floor to just praise all the blessings and the fact mm-hmm. that they were getting married. And they had said, and they're a very young couple, but they said, look, you know, we have our ups and downs. And they said, we try to take a praise break. If we feel like maybe the wheels are coming off the apple cart, you know, we just need to take a break. And that could be for us listening to the Quest Atlanta, listening mm-hmm. to some praise and worship yes. Music. And that could be, you know, thanking God for our blessings or asking for help if we're going through a challenging time. So, you know, we're learning every day mm-hmm. too. And as soon as they said that at the wedding, we looked at each other, we said, praise break. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Because we feel like we get a good start to the day, but like everyone, we get on the treadmill and you have all the issues that we don't always carry it through the day, that we want to make a concerted effort to have points in the day where, mm-hmm. you know, our focus goes back to God.
I love it.
Absolutely. So we thank you for your time today. I just want to mention, too, that the pledge drive, it's going to end at 1 o'clock. Not end, but we're taking a little break. I got to grab some lunch and everything. So we'll pick it back up right after the Divine Mercy at 3. And then it'll go until 6 o'clock, and then that's the end of it. But anybody who calls in or donates, either way, you're going to be registered to win a VIP pilgrimage to for two people to EWTN and the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. Or you could win a beautiful piece of religious artwork donated by artist Sally Kazin. We had her on yesterday. She's awesome. And also, it could be a framed picture of the Divine Mercy. So somebody, one of these generous people, no matter what the amount, will win those things. And those are some awesome prizes. You can also become a Quest Coffee Club member by committing to a monthly donation of any amount. And you'll get a coffee mug, one of these. I think these are pretty cool coffee mugs, you know?
Made my coffee today in it.
Absolutely. So let's see. We got. I've just handed this, and I don't know.
Should that's Steve.
Okay, so should I read it or should he?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know.
And we only have, and we're going to get EWTN in about 2 minutes here. So.
All right. Well, let's just go ahead and read this then. Apparently, this is from my wife Priscilla, and I'll try not to cry if it's. I don't know what it is says, but it says yes. It's about him. When we first got married, Steve didn't even know if he wanted to be Christian, and we were married in the Catholic Church. We wanted to raise our kids Catholic, but I knew that it pushed him. I kept pushing him to pray and go to Mass, and it wouldn't happen. So I asked asked St. Monica to pray for him, and even if I had to pray for 22 years, just like she did for her husband and her son, just kept praying and praying and asked St. Monica to take Steve up and to pray for him. And a few months after, one day, Steve came home, was crying, and I said, oh my gosh, he died. Who died? And he said, nobody died. He said, God talked to me, and he spoke to me. And he could probably tell you more about the story than the intercession of St. Monica and her son, St. Augustine. And he had, for the first time, a real personal relationship with Jesus. And he wanted to go to Mass all the time, and he wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. And I'm just so grateful for the power of prayer and knowing that God hears us. Through Steve's conversion, I know that God is real, that he's love, and that he hears us. Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
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 I love you, Priscilla.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Where's the Kleenex?
Holy cow.
But okay, well, thank you, Priscilla, for sharing that. That was awesome. And
love
if,
you.
If you were moved by that in the least, and I don't know how you couldn't be, just keep in mind that it's things like that that the Quest helps to facilitate.
Yes.
So give us a call at 470-508-1160 or log on to thequestatlanta.com. And we've got about 15 seconds here. So I just want to thank each of you for coming in. I want to thank each of you for your generosity and for supporting the Quest.
Yes, thank you very much to our friends and family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Welcome to the Spring Pledge Drive, where our theme is The Power of Prayer.
In this episode of Behind the Quest, we'll get to know one of our many volunteers. Now, the Quest is a non-commercial radio station, meaning we can't sell advertising the same way commercial stations generate revenue. We do get a fair number of corporate donors that we're very thankful for, but the majority of our operating expenses come from donations from people like you. As you listen to the Quest, you may not realize the types of expenses that go into just keeping a radio station on the air. But let's talk with Carol, one of our many volunteers.
Yeah, I'm Carol Tearsmith, and I've been around at the Quest since the very beginning with a lot of other people. Well, it all started in adoration. One morning in adoration about 6 years ago, I heard, feed my poor.
Feed my poor. Feed my poor. Feed my poor. My poor. My poor.
And I knew God was trying to say something to me, but I had no idea what it meant. And it took me over 2 years to discern what it was. But after many trips to the Adoration Chapel and many prayers, God made it really clear to me.
And the Quest was born, but not without its challenges.
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is really learning to trust God. You know, God, along this journey, has provided every step of the way. He's provided the person that's needed for every single task. But what's really been required is just to have faith that he's got this project and to get out of the way and to be open-minded when somebody walks through the door. What is God asking that person to do?
And of course, another big challenge is monetary.
The good news is the single biggest cost of the radio station is to purchase the FCC license and the tower site, the land that's built on it. And praise be to God, we paid off our loan back in November. So what we have on an ongoing basis are our operating expenses. And the largest category of those expenses are our salary expenses. But because we have so many volunteers, we really only have basically two full-time people that are employees and one part-time employee. The single biggest ongoing expense is our utility bill. We have a 50,000-watt station, and our monthly utility bill is $3,000. So on an annual basis, just to power the station, it's $36,000. Our rent is about $12,000 a year. And because we share space with Carmel Communications, it's much cheaper than it would be if we didn't have that shared expense with them.
Wow, thank you, Carol. I think you shed a lot of light on some of the hard costs that nobody really thinks about when it comes to running a radio station. Any last thoughts?
God calls all of us to evangelize. We've heard about the new evangelization. And when we all get the opportunity to meet God at the end of our life, God wants us to bring people with us. And so the Quest is a great opportunity to fulfill your obligation to evangelize, whether it's volunteering here in numerous capacities or if it's donating. As sharing a part of your treasure with the Quest, we're able to bring souls to Christ. You can hear on the radio, we hear amazing testimonies of people whose lives have been changed. If we can invite people to listen to the Quest, then their lives will be changed and drawn closer to Christ. And that's what our whole mission's all about, to help fill the seats in heaven.
Thank you, Carol, for sharing your story for this episode of Behind the Quest. Be sure to call in with your donation at 470-508-1160. Or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com or right from your phone. Download the Quest Atlanta app to make your donation today. And now back to the pledge drive with our theme, The Power of Prayer.
That's the power.